Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Amen. Hallelujah, thine be glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We come thanking you for all of your many manifold blessings. We come thanking you for allowing us to see yet another day. Thank you for waking us up this morning in our right minds with a reasonable portion of health and strength. Thank you for the use and activity of our limbs. Thank you, O God, that you allowed us to wake up this morning with our minds stayed on you. And so as we begin this prayer, we offer unto you a sacrifice of praise and give you the best praise that we know that we can. We give you all of the hallelujah. We give you all of the thank yous. We give you all of the glories because they all belong to you. We thank you for yet another day that you've made. We thank you for yet another opportunity to experience brand new mercies. We thank you for your grace and your unmerited favor, God, that you keep bestowing upon us each and every day. We thank you, O God, for the roof over our head and the clothes on our backs. We thank you for the food on our table, God, and we thank you for protection. We thank you for your keeping power. We thank you for your mercy that endureth through all generations. And, Lord, we have seen that your mercy has endured through all generations because your mercies have been new for us every single morning because you are a faithfully great God and you're worthy to be praised just because of who you are. If you don't do anything else, Lord, you've already done enough. And so, God, we ask, oh, God, that you don't stop your blessings, oh, God, but allow your blessings to continue to rain down on your obedient children as we obey your word, as we seek your face, Lord, and as we pray. Oh God, for not just ourselves, but we pray for others, this nation, and the world. Now, Father, we thank you for this 16th day of our 31 days of prayer. We're steadily working our way down up the calendar, Lord, and we thank you, oh God, that you have been mindful of us. You have kept us and sustained us and allowed us to meet you every single day this month, and for that we are grateful, Lord. Your word declares that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And this time of prayer that we are yielding to you, that we are giving to you, will have great effects on our 2018 agenda. God, greater is ahead for us, Lord. That is the word that you keep crying out inside of me, greater, oh God, and not just greater gifts and greater favor, but God, there's a greater anointing. There's greater work to do, God. There is a greater calling. There is greater action, Lord. It's just not receiving, Lord, but you're looking for us to give even greater than we have ever given before. And so, Lord, we want you to prepare us and shape us, oh God, for the coming year and for the coming days, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we don't take it for granted, oh God, and make it an expectation that you're going to allow us to see tomorrow. But, Lord, with great anticipation and great expectation, Lord, we just look forward to you helping us fulfill this day. God, help us to fulfill the purpose and the plans that you have for us today. Help us to not to walk outside of your will, God, but to walk worthy of our calling, oh God. We need you to lead us and to guide us and to direct us and to grant us favor, oh God, today. Wisdom, oh God, on how to go in and how to go out, oh God. What to say and what not to say, Lord. Your word promised us that if we ask for wisdom, Lord, you'll give it unto us diligently, God, or God, bountifully. Oh Lord, you will bless us exceeding, oh God, if we just ask for wisdom, Lord. And so we ask for wisdom, oh God, today in the mighty name of Jesus. Wisdom on how to communicate, wisdom on how to interact, Lord.
wisdom on how to make the best decisions, wisdom on how to speak with one another, wisdom about how to use our finances, wisdom on how to witness to someone or how to be an example to someone, Lord. We need your wisdom, oh God, today, because we don't want to do it in our own wisdom, in our own power. We don't want to lean into our own understanding, but Lord, we acknowledge you so we can use you to direct our pathways in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we give you the glory. Hallelujah, God. We say amen to your word, because your word is the finality of everything that we need to depend upon on this day. And your word tells us that you'll never leave us, nor would you ever forsake us, that you would be with us. Oh, God, that you would be with us until the end. And we need you from the beginning of this day to the end of this day. Oh, God, that you would order our footsteps. Lord, it's so easy to become distracted. It's so easy to become dismayed. It's so easy to become disheartened. But, Lord, I'm grateful that that's not my lot, that I don't have to depend upon the results of the world, and I don't have to depend upon the cares of this world, and I don't have to be fretful, oh God, of the things of this world. But Lord, I can stand on your promises, and I can stand on the gifts, the power, the anointing that you have input in me. I'm grateful, oh God, today that you have placed this treasure, God, in this earthen vessel, the treasure of knowing who my Redeemer is, the treasure of knowing that it's not about me, but it's all about you, the treasure, God, of your anointing, the gift of your Holy Spirit, Lord. I thank you, God, that I don't have to depend upon this flesh, Lord, because if I depend upon this flesh, Lord, when things have come up against me, Lord, I'll falter, I'll cower, God, I'll run away, but I can stand with boldness, I can stand with righteousness, I can stand with holiness, because you place something in me, God, that won't give up, but you place something in me that won't give in. And God, that gift that you've given me in this earthen vessel is the gift of your Holy Spirit. And because he dwells in me, I don't have to fear and I don't have to fret, though I may be troubled, Lord. I'm not in distress, oh God, hallelujah. Though I may be perplexed, Lord, I'm not in despair. Though I may be persecuted, I know that I have not been forsaken. I may be cast down, but I'm not destroyed, because of the power that works in me, that helps me to stand, that helps me to press on, that reminds me that greater is ahead for me, Lord. Helps me to stand and be strong, oh God, each and every day. And so I thank you for your power. I thank you for your anointing. I thank you for the comforter that keeps me and strengthens me and carries me along the way. And so we need you, oh God, to prepare us for this day. As we in the 16th day of December, our focus today is to pray for the community. I'm elated, God, how you've given us an opportunity and you've given us the charge at Praise Center to be a blessing to the community. I'm just so elated yesterday that you blessed us you allowed us to be a blessing to the military near the church, Lord, to be able to help serve our servicemen and servicewomen at Quantico. I don't take it lightly, Lord, that you've given us an opportunity to reach not only our military, but to reach our community as well. And, Lord, we want you to continue to bless us. We won't hoard those things. Lady O mentioned yesterday that it could be easy to hoard some of these items, Lord. But, Lord, you gave us a heart and a mind to bless those that are least among us. And as you continue to send the blessings in, Lord, we'll continue to send those blessings out to those that are in our communities, whether it's in Dumfries or it's in Triangle or it's in Woodbridge or, Lord, even if it's in Stafford, Lord, if it's in Manassas or Alexandria, Lord, wherever they need the assistance and wherever we can reach them, Lord, we want to reach the community at any cost. In the mighty name of Jesus. So continue to anoint us to have a giving spirit, because the more we give, the more will be given back unto us, Lord. We're seeing that manifested in our food pantry today, Lord. We're overflowing. We don't have room to receive what you've been giving us, Lord, but we're grateful, God, that we're not hoarding it, but we are giving it out for the glory of God. Continue to enlarge our territory as we bless this community and give give us the wisdom, Lord, that we need, oh God, to touch each and every one of them in our community, Lord, that the house may be filled. Lord, that's my objective, Lord, to reach the community, that the house may be filled. Oh, God, give us the wisdom on how to go out, the plan of actions that we need, the word that we need to declare, oh, God, so that your house may be filled. Lord, we don't want to just serve the physical needs, but we want to reach the spiritual needs or fulfill the spiritual needs as well. So bless our evangelism department, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, as you continue to bless our missions ministry, oh God, anoint our leaders right now, God, in those areas, in the name of Jesus, that we may reach one and save one, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you might get the glory out of our service, Lord, and that our service may not be in vain. Bless us now. Grant us more opportunities, Lord. We need a building, Lord. We don't have enough room to take care of the things that you continue to bless us with. But, Lord, we don't have the finances to have the whole building. But, Lord, I'm asking for the resources, oh, God, and the ability to be able to handle the entire building, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You told us, ask, and we shall receive. Seek, and we shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto us. And so we ask you this morning to grant us favor, grant us the desires of our heart. Lord, let us not become weary in well-doing. And oftentimes we can become weary about some of the things that go on in our community and in the building that we're in, Lord. But we're grateful that, Lord, we don't have to wait on someone else to come and let us in. Lord, I'm grateful that we're not at the school anymore, Lord, where we were only limited to the times that we can be in there. I'm grateful for the roof over our head that you have blessed us with and the resources that you have blessed us with in the town of Dumfries. Now, Lord, we pray that you continue to lead, guide, and direct us as we serve the community, Lord. God, there are homeless in the community, Lord. Help us to reach them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. There are families that are going hungry. Help us to reach them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, there's things that we need to do, places that we should be. Lord, open up the doors, make the crooked way straight, and give us the opportunity to serve those that are in need. And so we bless you, God, because you are a God that wants us to think of others rather than just focusing solely on ourselves. You told us, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, as he always thought about others. He wasn't worried about himself. And because he was worried about others and concerned about others, Lord, he gave his life so that others might live and not die. Help us to take on that mantle. Help us to take on that mindset that we're willing to give our all so that someone else might live. And we bless your name now. We thank you, God, for another opportunity to pray. We pray for the community today, that you would save our community, that you would have mercy on our community, that you would help us at Praise Center to take the town of Dumfries by storm. Send a revival right now, God, and let us be that conduit. Let us be that facilitator for the revival so that you can get the glory, that our town may be saved. Oh, God, that the house may be filled, that you might get the glory. Help us in our branding. Help us, oh, God, as we attempt to launch out deeper into the depths of the area that we're in. Help us to get deeper into that community, Lord, that the word of God may be received, and that we as a ministry may continue to empower believers and change lives. That's our focus. That's our purpose. Nothing else will do. We're here to empower believers and to change lives. Let it be fulfilled in our ministry, God. Let it just not be a motto, Lord, that is idle. But, Lord, let it be manifested by results. Do it for your glory. Do it for your honor, Lord, and do it for your praise. We thank you for this day, and we thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.